These things don't happen in our church. So I'm going to be looking at a number of, some of the stuff is fairly graphic. I will try to share it discreetly. So please bear with me. The first one I'd like to look at is fantasy. And you're going to find a list of these things either in this red booklet, and I did get this list out of John Regeer's material, which Gwen back here has is here from Caring for the Heart, and the workbook, the one workbook there has a moral failure chapter in it and how to get free, and she can show that to you. If you have questions on that, just feel free to look at that. So this list is definitely is also listed in there. I may have added a number of them because I do find new things. The first one on the list is fantasy. This is a non-sexual thing, but it is in this category because it definitely leads into lust. This is an emotional attachment toward the opposite sex to fulfill the need to be loved. And many times this is a wrong emotional connection, or it is a wrong emotional connection. Many times I find this one in girls that have had a dad that does not emotionally connect with them, or if they feel rejected by him, but it is also, I have also found it in boys as well, or men. And then the way it leads into lust is when fantasy gains a foothold in the mind, and then you desire to make that fantasy real, that is when lust is born. And so the next one we're going to look at is lust. Matthew 5:28 says, "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Lust is thoughts and desires. Probably one of the most difficult things for people to admit is that if there are lust issues when there are same-sex tendencies. What I mean by that is when a guy is sexually attracted to a man, or a lady is sexually attracted to another lady. That is not the way we were created. If those are things you struggle with, there is freedom for that. You were not created that way, but there is something somewhere that messed things up. It is a very difficult thing for anyone to admit that, because many times a person gets mocked, or they get rejected if they would ever admit it. Like I mentioned, there's reasons why someone has these sex tendencies. It's contrary to the belief system of today. I want to tell you, you were not born that way. God does not create people that way. And I am a firm believer that God created each one of you. And when God created man, he made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Steve or Ada and Eve. Okay? We need to hang on to that because that is something that is being attacked directly, very directly in today's society. Something happened somewhere that messed them up and they messed up their view of sexuality. There's also lust issues when people lust after the opposite sex. And this one I found rather alarming, but this is one thing I found where this one happens, or this one is undressing people mentally, where a person looks at another person and imagines what they're like with their clothes off. And I most people don't admit this to me until I use this example. But the place I find this one most often is in church during prayer time.